The content presented in this broadcast is for educational and informational purposes only. Past performance is not indicative of future results. Invest wisely. The views expressed on this show are those of the guest and do not necessarily represent this station or its sponsors. You've worked hard for a lifetime to save and to maximize your investments in retirement. But are your investments consistent with what you believe? And why does it matter? If you believe that all of life is meant to honor God, stay with us. This is Faith and Retirement with Jay Peroni, sponsored by Faith Investor Services, LLC.
Welcome to the program. And will you and your family run out of money before you run out of time? Some people call this longevity risk. The very good news is that you don't have to be in the dark on this. We're calling today's episode Screen, Clean, and Secure, Navigating Investments, Markets, and Retirement. And with me is CFP Jay Peroni of Faith Investor Services. Jay, how are you doing today?
Doing fantastic, Tom. It's a beautiful day here in Tennessee, 70 degrees, nice little breeze. Can't complain about that.
That's great, and it's beautiful here in Southern California, and wherever you are in the 50 states, Jay serves listeners just like you. So, Jay, when our listeners ask you to screen and clean their investments, what kinds of things do people say they most want you to eliminate and screen out?
Yeah, so as Christians, Tom, we are having a duty to multiply what God has given us and to do so in a way that reflects Christ's character. That's really what the ultimate goal should be as a Christian, to try to emulate and try to be as close to Jesus as we can. And that means good financial stewardship and also ethical stewardship with that. And when clients often ask me to screen and clean their investments, they want to do so from both an ethical and financial perspective. They often seek to align their values with their financial choices. And I often reflect on Luke 16, 10, and 11 that says, whoever can be trusted with very little can also be trusted with much. And this reminds me that we want to be faithful stewards of our resources, recognizing the eternal value of our decisions, right? I always picture if Jesus was on the other side of me as I'm selecting investments, would he approve of this? And no company is perfect this side of heaven, but there's certainly good, bad, and ugly choices. And a lot of times when I'm speaking to a client, I'm going to ask them, what do you want to screen out of their portfolio? And some of the choices that they have are abortion, because many pro-life investors, they want to avoid companies supporting or providing abortion-related services, products, or even companies that are giving millions of dollars to Planned Parenthood. So that would be one area that people say, Jay, let's make sure that my portfolio is pro-life. And we can look at your investments from that perspective to see, are you supporting companies that contradict your pro-life values? A second big one is pornography. Investors want to exclude these companies because adult content, explicit content leads to exploitation, leads to sex trafficking, all these things that we want no part of as Christians. So that's another big area. And then a lot of the vices, things that get people enslaved in addiction, think tobacco, alcohol, gambling. These are big areas that people say, Jay, you know, we may participate in some of these areas, but we don't want to support the companies that are producing them. And that's really what we look at as a litmus test. Is the company adding value to society, or is it taking away and subtracting? And that's really the litmus test that I look for and help people. Also, human rights violations. Are there countries like China that are persecuting Christians, Middle East countries that want to kill Americans? So we don't want to be supporting these countries with our investment dollars. So we can screen your portfolio, take a look at what you're supporting, and instead find traditional pro-Christian companies that are making a huge difference in our world. And that's really what the screen and clean process is, not only the ethical side, but we can also look at your returns. Are you getting a good return like the good steward you should be? So we can look at both the ethical and financial aspect. And you can go to faithandretirement.com, get that screen absolutely free. We'll set up a portfolio review for you and see, are your portfolios in line with your values?
I love that, Jay. And you can go to the website, faithandretirement.com, and also download your free book. That's another one of our offers today. And so, yeah, you offer peace of mind. Ultimately, that is what you provide to our listeners. And above and beyond that, you can, you know, they can look at themselves in the mirror and feel good about the investments that they've placed with you. Jay, this month, there's been some whiplash. I mean, the stock market's hit correction territory. And what does that mean? And is it really a bad sign for stocks here in 2025?
Well, Tom, stock market pullbacks are really a normal part of the investment cycle. They can feel very unsettling. The tariffs, the trade wars, the Middle East tensions, all these things going on around us. But we have to keep in mind when prices fluctuate, we've experienced this before. We're not in uncharted territory, and we can rely on God's guidance through this all. We want to have a spirit of faith, not a spirit of fear. In stock market corrections, if we just look at it from a historical standpoint, a correction is usually a drop of at least 10% from a recent peak. And this usually is a short-term dip lasting from a few weeks to several months. And they're expected in the cycle of the markets. We usually have one of these at least once a year. And corrections happen usually when there are economic changes, shifts in interest rates, or inflation can prompt investors to change expectations. Investor sentiment can change, these tariffs, the uncertainty. Those are certainly things that can throw a wrench into the stock market. And then there are a lot of external factors as well, things like natural disasters or geopolitical instability. These can change market shifts as well. But these corrections, we need to remember, are very common. They typically happen at least once every 1 to 2 years. And while they can be unsettling, they're really a healthy reset for the markets. You can't have things go straight up or straight down. There are going to be ebbs and flows if you're investing. And February and March often do bring challenges with some of the unsettling news we've seen here recently. Perfect examples, the inflation, the tariffs. But history does show us that market struggles often come in post-election years, and we can analyze trends, but ultimately trust God in his plan for our future. And if market volatility is really affecting you as an investor, give us a call. You can call us at 800-270-7310. We'll do a free portfolio review. Maybe you're taking too much risk, or maybe you've been sitting on the sidelines, and it could be a good time in the next few weeks to get into the markets. Give us a call, and we can help you map out a strategy that's biblically based.
This is Faith in Retirement with Jay Peroni. Jay, I like what you said about a historical viewpoint. I think without somebody like you, we tend to have a hysterical viewpoint. So I'm glad you're there to help us to navigate the ups and downs. When the markets are falling like they have been, how does your team at Faith Investor Services help your clients in practical ways?
Well, we head for the hills, Tom. I'm just kidding. Solomon actually left us some really good sound investment advice about proper diversification from Ecclesiastes 11:2. It says, divide your portion into 7 or even to 8 if you do not know what misfortune may come on the earth. In our team at Faith Investor Services, we use diversification, and that really helps during these market drawdowns. We own a lot of different asset classes, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrencies, gold, silver, commodities, and manage futures, just to name a few of the things that we own. And we like things that zig while others zag, and some of them will go together, some of them will go up together. But you get a diversified portfolio, and really we focus on the long term. That's really what this is. It's not a sprint, it's a marathon, and we help our clients with their long-term goals. And even when we're facing market drawdowns, we can play defense. There's a lot of things we can do as a team, raise more cash, we can hedge, we can have more gold and silver. Gold's been on a tear, just hit $3,000 an ounce. But really the diversification, even within bonds, we can own corporate bonds, we can own municipal bonds, government bonds, stocks, we can own large companies, small companies, international, we can have some real estate, some annuities that can provide downside protection. So it's really building that holistic, biblically based financial plan and really managing to the plan rather than just focusing on the ups and downs of the market. That's how we make our help our clients make success and get to where they want to go. It's creating that plan, that roadmap. And we do our retirement analyzer program. That's really what we focus on at Faith Investor Services, is helping our clients really to have a robust plan so that when these ups and downs come, we have a strategy in place to navigate these uncertainties.
That is great. You know, it's been said that radio is the invitation medium, and we've already provided a couple of invitations to you to download your free book today from Jay Peroni at the website, which is faithinretirement.com. And here's your invitation to call Jay and the team and say, you know, I need to have a quick chat about our family finances. And be sure to leave your name and phone number if you don't get a live answer. But there's no obligation. It doesn't cost you anything to ask your questions. And the telephone number is 800-270-7310. I was thinking about the economic news over the last 25 years in preparation for our program today, Jay. And we've seen it all. I mean, the effect of 9/11 on the markets. I was thinking about the Great Recession. Then right after, the greatest run-up of stock values in history, COVID-19 shutdowns, and more. I mean, how does your team help with the long-term planning through all of these ups and downs?
Yeah, as I mentioned earlier, Tom, at Faith Investor Services, we provide biblically-based holistic financial planning, and it helps our clients understand their financial strengths, their weaknesses, and the opportunities that come while there's these ups and downs market cycles. And financial planning really helps to support through the booms and busts through diversification, which I just talked about, risk management, making sure our clients have the right portfolio based on their risk tolerance and their time frame, have a great withdrawal strategy, making sure we're not taking from the stock market while it's going down, that we've got multiple asset classes and we create income for life for our clients so they're not worried about these ups and downs as much. We do rebalancing of our client portfolios to shift risk around. And then we also help clients set realistic expectations. And that's really an important part of a plan, is figuring out what does a family need to achieve, a rate of return to make their plan work. And let's say it's 8%, Tom. We don't really care if the market's down 20% or up 20%. We want to help that family try to achieve an 8% per year rate of return. And we can do some defense when the markets are going down, and we can have a solid strategy when the markets are going up. But it's creating that flexibility, having some emergency funds when they need a roof repaired, or they need to come up with some additional money for a vacation or a wedding. I just had one of those with my son. We really, as a financial plan and team, we want to monitor and adjust that plan. It's like GPS. If you're heading in one direction, there's road construction or an accident, GPS can actually reroute you. And that's really what we do as financial planners. As a CFP with over 28, almost 29 years of experience, I've seen it all. And I can help people get back on track and get them heading in the right direction. That's really what I focus on with my clients, is setting that foundation and helping them navigate these ups and downs, as you mentioned.
You know, Jay, a lot of people don't know what they don't know about Social Security. And I'm going to ask you a couple of questions about that when we come back from our break. Stay with us. We're helping you build investment strategies that reflect biblical principles. We'll be back with more with Jay Peroni right after this.
This is Faith and Retirement with Jay Peroni. Now, you don't have to choose between investment performance and biblical stewardship of your family investments. Learn more now at faithandretirement.com or call 800-270-7310. Online at faithandretirement.com.
We're with Jay Peroni, and diving right back into our family finances, not only ours, and thank you for watching over our family finances, but those of everybody listening, Jay. Jay, I know you work with many families who've built retirement investments while working for years in the private sector, like I did, but can you help people who will soon be retiring from government jobs, and what kind of differences are there?
Yeah, with a lot of the government jobs being reduced and early retirement packages coming out, I definitely can help those that are looking at retirement, whether it was naturally or through cuts or whatever the case may be. If you're planning to retire from a government job, there are some major similarities as well as some major differences between the private sector. And some of the key differences are in pensions, healthcare, and the retirement savings itself. Government workers often have defined benefit plans like FERS, the federal employees, which includes a pension, Social Security, and the TSP. And the TSP is very similar to a 401k, but some differences, of course. I can help people navigate which funds to select in their TSP, which ones make most sense based on their risk and their return expectations. I can help them withdraw from that TSP as they leave government jobs. and really look at rolling that over to IRAs so that they can keep the tax deferral and come up with strategies for them to make sure they don't run out of money. A lot of times we'll use a private pension strategy where we'll help them create income for life to supplement their pension, or maybe we'll create a growth strategy to help them grow and get ahead of inflation and taxes, or maybe it's a combination of the two, because as a good retirement plan, you should really have three sources of income, a pension or private pension. You should have some growth for inflation and taxes, and then your Social Security. And a lot of government workers do have Social Security, except for federal employees under the CSRS. Also, government workers may have some post-retirement health care, unlike a lot of the private sector individuals. So there's some decisions to make there and some planning that you can look at there. And as well as government workers often can retire early based on some defined benefits, some defined ages. And also there are stronger survivor and disability benefits, and it can vary by state to state, but we can help people really take some of the key considerations into consideration, maximizing their TSP, making sure they're getting matches, making sure they understand how their pensions are calculated, and planning for healthcare costs. But at the end of the day, government retirement plans and benefits are generally more structured, but some careful planning with a CFP or a financial planner is crucial to help you maximize and make sure you can retire successfully.
We're talking to Jay Peroni, and you can call Jay at 800-270-7310. No obligation to do that. You know, Jay, you and I don't talk about luck very much, but since this week was St. Patrick's Day, then I'm going to do it. So there's often a debate on the role that luck plays in accumulating wealth. I mean, some people feel like everything that's happened with wealth accumulation, it's a matter of their hard work and commitment and good decisions. While other people believe luck is a factor, well, what do you think about that?
Yeah, there's a big debate about luck's role, and I think it really comes from, do you have faith or not faith, right? Depending on your view, that's the biggest thing. But some say it's all about hard work, smart choices, commitment, while others argue that luck plays a role. As a Christian, as a faith-based financial planner, I believe there's really no such thing as luck. Luck really is that old quote, luck is what happens when preparation meets opportunity. And the quote really emphasizes that luck isn't simply random fortune, but rather the result of being prepared, ready when opportunities rise. Just putting your faith, letting God, you know, direct your steps, but you have to take those first steps so he can bless what you're doing. And in my nearly 30 years as a financial professional, I found a lot of key themes that really run through how people have been successful and built wealth. It starts with financial literacy, whether they accumulate that literacy through reading or hiring the right team around them. That's really what we do at Faith Investor Services, is we build that team. We're the financial planner, but we may need to bring in an estate planner. We may need to bring in a CPA to help with some tax planning. We also find that a lot of people that build wealth have adaptability. They accumulate, they save early and often. They're setting aside a lot of their money for the future and really just save, and investing it for the long haul. That consistent saving and investing and the regular commitment to that really helps build wealth over time. There's really no get quick rich schemes. Those really don't last, in my opinion. Look at, you know, people that win the lottery or NFL players or movie stars, millions or even hundreds of millions, and they go bankrupt because they just don't understand basic financial principles and they don't have a solid strategy. And it's really about risk management too, Tom, making sure you don't take too much risk. What goes up quick can go down just as fast. And I've seen that happen as well. But really the focus is on long-term planning. I can't stress that enough as a financial planner. Really, to build wealth, it takes time, it takes a consistent strategy, and you have to have professional guidance really along the way, unless you want to do all the homework to understand how do you pay less in taxes, how do you make it grow, how do you don't run out of money. There's a lot of things that you really have to focus on, and if you're doing a good job building a business or working for a company, do that very well, add value, and then find a planner that can help you protect it and grow it. And that's really the key to success.
So good. This is very unfair, Jay. We've only got about 2 minutes here, but let's talk a little bit about Social Security benefits. People often misunderstood Social Security's benefits and taxation. since not all benefits are taxable. Can you talk about that?
Yeah, many people are confused about Social Security benefits and taxes, and a lot of people don't even realize that Social Security can be taxed. That's the first realization. People think, oh, once I retire, Social Security is tax-free. Well, could be if Trump puts in some new laws, but as it stands today, not all benefits are taxable. It really depends on your income level and a bunch of other factors. For example, if your Social Security is your only income, you might not pay taxes. That may be the case. But if you have other income like wages or interest or even taking money out of 401ks and IRAs, that can raise your income for the year and make your Social Security taxable. In some states like Colorado, Minnesota, Utah, do tax Social Security as well. So it's important to know the rules and to figure out if your benefits are taxable. You've got to calculate your combined income, which includes your adjusted gross income, non-taxable interest, half of your Social Security benefits, and it will also differ if you're single or married. And in 2025, Tom, if you're single and make between $25,000 and $34,000, you could pay up to taxes on 50% of your benefits. Over $34,000, it could be up to 85% of it taxable. And for married couples, if your joint income's over $44,000, up to 85% of it could be taxed. So the bottom line here is, understanding how Social Security and taxes work is critical. That's where working with a certified financial planner, we can do Social Security maximization. I teach a course across the country helping people to maximize Social Security and create a solid roadmap for retirement. It's our Retirement Analyzer program. They can go to faithinretirement.com and get a free retirement analysis if you've got over $500,000 saved for retirement.
Jay, we need an hour-long show. We just got to make that happen. Thank you so much for your wisdom today. And the point is, do you have wise counsel for your family finances? Two kinds of people who do and people who don't. Past performance is no guarantee of future results. Invest wisely. We want to thank you for joining us today for Faith in Retirement. Tell your friends about this outreach ministry, and we will see you next week.
Thanks for listening to Faith and Retirement with Jay Peroni. Do your family investments match what you believe? Call us now for your free portfolio screen, 800-270-7310. You can know that your investments line up with your faith and values. There's no obligation. Call and ask your questions, 800-270-7310. And call us today for a free retirement analyzer, a $750 value for clients with $250,000 or more. To get your free ebook from Jay, visit faithandretirement.com. That's faithandretirement.com. Investors should consider the investment objectives, risks, charges, and expenses carefully before investing. For a prospectus or summary prospectus, with this and other information about the fund can be found at PrayETF.com. Read the prospectus or summary prospectus carefully before investing. Investing in ETFs involves risk, and there is no guarantee the fund's investment strategy will be successful, and you can lose money on your investment in the fund. Shares may trade at a premium or discount to their NAV in the secondary market. Faith and Retirement is sponsored by Faith Investor Services, LLC. Learn more now at faithandretirement.com or call 800-270-7310. Online at faithandretirement.com. Tell a friend about this outreach. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next week.
Many times, people are shocked when they get a closer look at what's hiding in their investment portfolio. Hi, I'm Jay Peroni, host of Faith and Retirement, here on Family Talk. As Christians, you and I should know the condition of our flocks and whether the companies we're investing in are using our money to fund the abortion and pornography industries or even sex trafficking. So I'm offering to screen your investments today absolutely free to see if you're investing in a way that lines up with your faith and values. Your investments really can honor God without sacrificing performance and returns. Learn more about us online at faithandretirement.com and screen your investments today. That's faithandretirement.com.
FaithInRetirement.com.
Don't miss Faith in Retirement with Jay Peroni, CFP and Senior Portfolio Manager of Faith Investor Services. Saturday afternoons at 1:30 Eastern, Sunday afternoons at 3, sponsored by Faith Investor Services.